Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in our operations area. Dan Brown is on the seat getting us the latest information, putting out the latest forecast. The time is 6 o'clock, and let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Ada. 65 mile an hour winds, that's what we have so far. Northwest at 14 miles an hour. And check this out. I mean, you can't miss it. You look at this radar, you can definitely find exactly where that center is. Something to note is pretty large center. I mean, you look at the center here, you think about the winds, the 65 mile an hour winds, just some dangerous winds, but not just in this center. We have to start looking at some of these rain bands, torrential rainfall in some of these rain bands. You get some severe weather, the possibility of some tornadoes in here, but flooding rains. I mean, you start thinking about filling up the streets. So dangerous conditions. I mean, just really dangerous conditions associated with this rainfall. And you think about nighttime hours and how dangerous that could be. Just good to be in a safe place right now. Something else that we need to look at, what's nice about the Doppler radar, we don't just see the rain, but we can also look at the winds. All these water droplets, which way are they going? How fast are they going? And in this situation, right there is the Miami radar. You can see the little dot. Let's keep that in mind. So the red is going away from the radar, the green and these blues going towards the radar. The more blue, the higher the velocity of the winds. What do we got to notice here? This area, and I want to point out this area, very high winds, 50 to 60 mile an hour winds. That's going to be moving into Broward and Miami-Dade County over the next couple hours. So be prepared. It can be very dangerous. You take that rainfall, hard to see. You take that wind, makes it even harder to see. So very dangerous conditions, flooding conditions, and some of that flooding could be life-threatening, especially if you're in your automobile. So turn around, don't drown. Just such an important factor as we go into the nighttime hours associated with this tropical storm. Here's our forecast. Not just in the center, but you have tropical storm force winds stretching out 115, 120 miles away from the center. So you draw this arch on both sides. You can see a large area, Lake Okeechobee, southward. Any one of these areas could see these tropical storm force winds. And with time, we're going to be dealing with this all week. I mean, if you think about it, tomorrow morning, right around Dry Tortugas, this is all the movement we get on Tuesday. Really slow, and then with time, moving back towards the north, and guess what? We get to deal with this all week. And at some point, somewhere in the Florida panhandle, back through the west coast of Florida towards the end of the week, Friday, and even into next weekend, we're still dealing with Ada with that amount of time. A couple of the impacts associated with this. We saw the radar, we saw the winds. Got to talk about the storm surge. So a couple of factors here. The Florida Keys, 2 to 4 foot. This is the peak. This is what you get, the peak. High tide, which you can get, and waves could be on top of that as well. So a very dangerous situation. This is water up your pant leg. This is water over land that's normally dry. 2 to 4 foot of storm surge are dangerous. The other factor here, you put that storm surge, you fill up these canals, the drainage, then you put all that rain on top of it, it doesn't drain very well. It's blocked. So you're going to get some backing up of some of that water in the streets and some of these canals. So a very dangerous situation. You got to make sure you're in a safe place associated with this tonight. And look at all this rain. Storm totals we're going to have for this, 6 to 10 inches of rain in some areas. We've already seen places with 5 and a lot more to go. Dangerous situation associated with this rainfall. And you start talking about the storm surge of the wind, be in a safe place. So this is the latest information from Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Ada.